जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर बन चारी, यमुना तीर बन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर बन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वन छारी, जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद, श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajaka Charja Stotra Satta Sri Srimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Nama Charja Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gora Bhaktivrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath Shyam Kundu Radha Kundu Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Navadweep Dham Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Tulsi Baharani Ki Jai, Yamuna Devi Ki Jai, Ganga Devi Ki Jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande. All glories to the Assemble Devotees. All glories to the Assemble Devotees. All glories to the Assemble Devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sanyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Trinadapi Sunichena Tarariva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. So I ask a question now. Is your mic on?
Yes.
Okay. So Sri Namrada. Why do I chant that mantra before every lecture I give? And what is that mood that I... Okay, yes. Okay. Maybe you can turn up her volume. Okay, and what is that mood, Sri Nam Radha Devi Dasi? All right. Then I chant this mantra. No, the other mic. This is fine. The other mic. Talk. Vienna. Hare nama, iva kevalam, karo nastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva gatiranyata. My dear wife, Varuni Devi Dasi, why do I chant that mantra before every lecture? Sri Nam Radha, why do I chant that mantra before every lecture? Because these are the two mantras that I live by. So now tonight we're going to study Bhagavad Gita chapter 4. And verse number 6. Chapter 4 is entitled Transcendental Knowledge. Chapter 4 is entitled Transcendental Knowledge. Transcendental knowledge means knowledge beyond the modes of material nature. When we study in the universities and schools, it is knowledge contaminated by the three modes of nature. But when we come to Prabhupada's temples, we study transcendental knowledge. Knowledge beyond the modes of nature. Who can tell me the three modes of material nature? Anyone? Yes. C. Goodness, passion, ignorance. Now, next question. What incarnation takes charge of the mode of passion? Yes, Lord Brahma. Who takes charge of the mode of darkness or ignorance? Señor Shiva. And who takes charge of the mode of goodness? Lord Vishnu. Very good. But this Bhagavad Gita is giving us transcendental knowledge. Knowledge coming from beyond this material sky. The spiritual world. Known in Sanskrit as Vaikuntha. Repite, por favor, Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means a place where there's no anxiety. Whether you live in Santiago or Los Angeles, you're always in anxiety. There's always something to worry about. Especially me. My wife is telling me today, you worry too much about things beyond your control. So, there is a term. There's a name of God. Repite, Adhokshaja. Ahoksaja means that there is someone that cannot be perceived by the material senses. He can be perceived by the spiritual senses or by the purified material senses. Now that brings me to my next pregunta. What is the process? What is the name of the process by which we can perceive Adhokshaja? What do we call that process? Exactly. Very good. Very good. Bhakti Yoga. Or devotional service. Servicio devocional?
Yes.
Okay. Now I have to recuerdo. All right. The verse Atak Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhaved Grahyam Indriyai Sevan Mukhe Hi Jivado Svayam Eva Sparatyada. The material senses cannot understand Adhok Saja. But when the senses are purified, when the senses are spiritualized, then God reveals Himself. The Sanskrit word is spurati. Please repeat, spurati. This is important to understand. That God is revealed when you surrender, when you do service, service, more service, little by little, God reveals Himself to you. According to this Bhagavad Gita, when your service is non-stop, then God reveals Himself completely. So that is what we're aiming for. Non-stop servicio devocional. Okay, so what is tomorrow? What is the meaning of Janmashtami? Say it. What? See. That is the appearance day of Krishna. Last night I was explaining what Lord Chaitanya teaches. That all the pastimes of Krishna are always going on somewhere in the material universe. So, right now, in some universe, is Janmashtami. And tomorrow, it'll be in this universe. Somewhere in the material universes, this verse of Bhagavad Gita is being spoken right now. So this Bhagavad Gita is alive and well. So let us study this verse. Hold your hands up. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So that was your yoga for today. That's about the most yoga I can do. Repite. Ajopi. Son of Yayatma, Bhutanam, Ishvaropi, Son, Prakritim, Swam, Adishtaya, Sambhavami, Atma, Mayaya. Repeat it. Aja. Now you do the Sanskrit.
Okay,
Sanskrit. I mean,
Spanish.
In English, unborn. So, this is important concept. By definition, God must be unborn. He cannot have a beginning. God has to, by definition, have always existed. Now we are studying chapter 4. But in chapter 2, the same word was used for the soul. So you are also Adja. Unborn. So your mother and father may cry to hear that. Just like my father cried when I told him one day, my wife was with me and we were driving in the car and I was trying to preach to him, and I explained to him that yes, you are my father in this lifetime, but I've had many fathers. And he started to cry. Because he was thinking, this is my Nikki. And he's my Nikki. Not somebody else's. But I said, that is what we learn in Hare Krishna. Because the soul is Adja. Unborn. We always existed. We certainly exist now. And according to what we learned in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita, we continue to exist in the future. You live forever as an individual. Now, this particular body is temporary. That's why we're taught not to become too attached. Because someday you'll have to say goodbye to this body. And if you're too attached, oh, you will be very, very sorry. So we learn in Krishna consciousness to become detached. So that when it's time to say goodbye to this body, you can do it happily. Next word, api. Repite. Although, okay, next word, son. Being so. Abhyaya. So, this is what I was just explaining. God is a person, there is no deterioration. Tomorrow we are celebrating the appearance of Krishna. But Krishna does not deteriorate. My body, now this body, 65. And already I am seeing deterioration. Just like these are not real. Porcelain. All right? My eyes need glasses. When I was young, I had 20/20 vision. But when I turned 50, I was hard to see. Oh, now I can see. But Krishna is without deterioration. Krishna is ever youthful. He does not get old. He does not deteriorate. We don't see a picture of Krishna walking with a cane. No, Krishna is ever youthful. That is one reason why Krishna is all attractive. Okay, next word, Atma. Yes, body. Now, Krishna is his body. But if I say, I am this body, then I am not fit to sit on this seat and speak. Because anyone who says, I am the body, he is compared. To a cow or jackass. Yeah, burro. Yes, I know that word, burro. Yes, the first lesson of Bhagavad Gita, spoken by God Himself, you are not that body, you are not that mind. You are Aja, Avyaya. You are unborn, without deterioration. So Krishna's body is unborn, without deterioration. Tomorrow we will hear about Krishna's appearance. How he was in the womb of Devaki. So someone may get confused. You said Krishna was unborn, but you're celebrating Krishna's birthday. He took birth from the womb of Devaki. You are contradicting yourself. Not really. No. Because before Krishna was in the womb of Devaki, he was already existing. And even when Krishna appears in the material universe, he's still existing in the spiritual Vaikuntha planet. He is simultaneously here and there. Can you sit, not like, can, yes. Ah, then sit in the chair. No, I want you to be comfortable. Okay, because Prabhupada would get very mad. And I don't want Prabhupada to get mad at you. Sit, come on. Sit in the chair. All right. Now I feel better. And you're doing a good job.
Thank you very much.
Let's give her a hand. Is this your first time doing?
Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
All right. So Krishna's body is unborn, it always exists, and without deterioration. Yes, let's get that straightened out. But our body is different, isn't it? Because there is a difference between our body and God's body. Yes. There is a... Now that is called service. Very nice, Prabhu. Very good service. Hare Krishna. I like your humility. I give you blessings. That shows you are humble. I like that. Lord Chaitanya will bless you. Okay. Now, next word. Bhutanam. Everybody. What is it? Of all those who are born. Now, the next word. Ishvara. So these two words go together. That Krishna or God is the supreme Lord of all those who are born. So those are, that's us. Because we are born into a material body. When Krishna comes, he comes as his body. But we come in a body. Just like maybe some of you came to the temple in an automobile. You are different from the automobile. There's a distinction between the car and the driver. So there's a difference between the soul and the body. But for Krishna, there is no difference. Better you use this because I don't need microphone. Hare. I have the magic touch. Hare Krishna. Now, make sure.
Yeah, it's okay.
I want it to be nice and loud. Okay. Next word. Repeat it. Api. Although. Sun. Being so. Prakritim. Yes, this again is clarifying Krishna's body. Krishna's body is transcendental. Our body is not transcendental. We always are feeling some kind of ache and pain. Just like when I came, she is feeling very sick. You feel a little better? No? Little bit. You want some agua? You sure? Agua is very good. Agua pura. So this is important to understand. That Krishna's body is transcendental. That means it does not act according to the modes of nature. Our bodies are under the laws of material nature. And that's why it is important to know the differences between the modes of nature. Because if you use your body in the mode of ignorance, what is the result? Who can tell me? Yes, you take a lower birth. The basic answer is, when you use your body in the mode of ignorance, you suffer. Who wants to suffer? Yes. Nobody wants to suffer. So therefore, we are advised by Krishna. The mode of ignorance, things in the mode of ignorance, actions in the mode of ignorance, should be rejected. Otherwise, you will suffer. Therefore, we stay away from intoxication. Intoxication means you enjoy now, but coming real soon, suffering. Punishment, pain. Ugh. How many have experience of the mode of ignorance? I have mucho experience. So, We stay away from tamogun. If we act in the mode of passion, we get mixed suffering and enjoyment. It's mix. Pleasure and pain together. But when you act in the mode of goodness, there is a song. Because I'm happy. Because I'm that is posible in la, how do you say, mode of goodness? Moda. Moto. De. Bondad. Bondad. Ah, yes. So, Krishna advises us in Gita, act in the mode of goodness. Keep yourself clean. Stay away from sinful activities. Engage in the pursuit of knowledge. Be peaceful. Come to temple. Worship the deity. Rise early in the morning. Chant japa. You have my japa. Okay, good. Do devotional service. Stay in the mode of goodness. Cleanliness. Take bath. At least twice a day. Keep your clothes clean. Your room clean. Your car clean. Very difficult to keep the car clean. You be in the mode of goodness, you'll be happy. Okay, so Krishna's form is transcendental. It is not under the jurisdiction of the modes of nature. Even when he comes to this planet Earth, he remains transcendental. There is a certain kind of philosopher. They are known as Mayavadis. They say that when God comes to the material world, he becomes influenced by the modes of nature. That is the worst blasphemy. That is the worst kind of consciousness. By definition, God has to be that person who, even when he comes to this planet Earth, he remains untouched. As Prabhupada explains in the Ishopanishad, that Krishna is always uncontaminated, and anything that comes in contact with him becomes purified. He's compared to the sun. The sun can never become contaminated. It has so much fire, unlimited fire. Nothing can contaminate the sun. It burns up anything. And not only that, the sun purifies filthy reservoirs of water. My mother, she did not have washing dryer machine. So she would clean the clothes and then hang them outside. And the sun and the wind would dry the clothes. And the clothes would have a very nice smell. Because the sun and the wind combined, cleaned and dried and made it so nice. So Krishna is like the sun. He is antiseptic and prophylactic. He cannot become contaminated, and he cleans all dirty things. And this is why we chant Krishna's name. Krishna's name is also antiseptic and prophylactic. Krishna's name purifies you. No matter who you are, even if you're the devil himself, Satan. Huh? How do you say?
Satan.
Yes. If Satan was to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, he would become angel. That is the power of the holy name. This is our philosophy. This is our religion. Our religion is not Muslim, Christian, Hindu, Jew, this, that. Our religion is Hare Nam, the holy name of God. In the Bible, I remember, I was raised on the Bible for 19 years. And one thing I learned, hallowed be thy name. And in this movement, we can give the real meaning of that phrase. God's name is not just holy. If you take the holy name of God, you'll become holy. I'm the best example. Maybe 50 years ago, I was a devil. But Prabhupada, he gave me the name. He said, chant Hare Krishna. Now look at me. Am I an angel or a devil? Some of you are not sure. So our philosophy is chant the name of God. Everybody. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare. Next word. Swam. Of myself. Adishtaya. Being so. Oh, I'm sorry. Being so situated. Yeah. Okay. Sambhavami. So, this word reminds us of what we learned last night. Last night, Krishna answered Arjuna's question. Arjuna had heard from Krishna that he had spoken Bhagavad Gita millions of years before to the sun god. But Arjuna was puzzled, because Arjuna and Krishna lived during the same time. They were about the same age. So Arjuna was confused. Then Krishna answered. That Krishna said, I and you, Arjuna, have had many births. But you do not remember. But I do. Because that's God. God never forgets. We forget. We forget where we put our keys. We forget where we put our beads. We forget something every day. But Krishna never forgets. And according to Bhagavad Gita, it is Krishna who helps us to remember. So Krishna says, I incarnate. Here, incarnate is not the same as me and you. Because Krishna does not take on a body. He assumes a form. But he does not take. We take a body. Just like we're putting on clothes every day. In chapter 2, it was explained. We change bodies in the same way we change clothes. But Krishna does not change bodies. He assumes different forms, but he's the same body. That's God. Now the final word. Please repeat. Atmamayaya. So in this Bhagavad Gita, we learn that there are two energies. One we are very familiar with. The material energy, also known as the external energy, also known as the limited energy, the temporary energy. But then there is another superior energy. This we learn in chapter 7. Where Krishna says, there are 8 separated material inferior energies. 8 material separated energies. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind. Notice, I didn't say mind. Mind, intelligence, false ego. That's covering the heart. Because the soul is not here. The soul is not here. The soul is not there. The soul was the left side. Soul is in the heart. Mi corazón. So besides these 8 separated material energies, there is another superior, eternal nature. And Krishna says, that is how I appear. We appear in this material world by the material energy. But Krishna appears by his internal spiritual energy. Okay, now, here's your next instruction.